Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
Well, what do we have?
You know
here?
What we should start talking like?
What?
You know, like, was it on CBeebies when they'd read a bedtime story?
Oh,
we should read it like we're reading a bedtime story.
Where they're like, tonight.
Tonight.
That sounds like Love Island voices.
Yeah.
You mean like when we used to record this podcast at the different studio and we used to hear that man record?
Yes,
reading.
And he'd be like, oh. Yeah.
He had a really good like storybook voice. Yeah. And he had all these different voices for all the different characters.
That's so cool. I think that's such a cool job.
Yeah, we could tap into
that. We could be voice actors.
Yes. I've always liked the
would
idea
you like
of
to
that.
Come over here? That could be a voice for a little cartoon.
A little fish
or
something.
You're telling me, oh yeah, shall we go and play in the garden?
Sounds like a creepy, sounds a little bit like a horror. Like
but
a Disney Pixar animation.
Unfortunately, that is Mine and Sophia's new voice.
Oh, you too? That's where it stemmed from. We've said this before. Oh yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's good for you. Okay.
Shall we just get so sorry about that.
We can't channel we have to, let's just get out of it.
Like in real life,
it's so annoying to
listen
to.
In real life, I just feel like,
it's
oh,
constant.
Yeah, are we back in the bathroom? But
we just cannot
do that. So back to normal voice. Ha-ha.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. July is next week.
Jesus.
We are on the cusp.
Sophia's 25 countdown is TikTok ticking along.
Can't quite believe it.
TikTok on the clock, but the party don't stop. No.
Fun fact, when me and Cinzia were...
We did 15, 16,
no, we were
maybe
younger.
18.
No.
21.
No, you're way younger than that. We were with Letitia. We knew her at primary school. 12. TikTok by Kesha was fresh on the scene.
Fresh.
And
that
we
was
were
the hip hop happening.
And we
song.
Were at dinner with all of our mums. It was like a ballet thing.
It was
me, Chintzy, and our other friend Letitia from ballet,
shout
and all the mums.
Letish.
Debbie, Fiona, and Angie.
Shout out.
And we were all having dinner.
Shout out.
We were all having dinner and like shout the mums were talking and we were all bored and we were like, oh, what can we do? We want to go home. And then we were like, why don't we just like make up a song?
This is just such a fun activity,
so,
even for us now.
We took TikTok by Kesha and we redid the lyrics, and I can still remember it.
Wait, you're gonna have to start.
Wake up in the morning feeling like Posh
Pants. Grab her phone. We're just gonna have to stop it there because I just cannot go ahead with that.
Feeling like
Woke up in the morning feeling like Posh Spice. Excuse you.
Why did we choose? Grab my phone. My hair is going. I'm
gonna
rock
the. Gonna rock the world.
Before I leave. Grab my phone.
Wait, what's the next line? Wait, is that not the real lyric then? You see, that sounds like the real lyric to me. Grab my bag with the diamond stuff.
Because when I leave for the night, we're going to hit the club.
What the fuck?
can't bring my makeup.
What's
yeah,
the
just
real
started.
Lyric then?
I think it's grab my bag. Oh no, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack.
Oh,
innit?
Does she not say hit the
club?
Because
then she says, when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back.
Oh, I'm and we say, when I leave for the night. You're 10 years old, fucking relax.
And we still know the lyrics to this day. Oh, I've really just fucked my face up before we've even started. Oh god,
before I leave, grab my bag with the diamonds. It fucking goes well, Kesha.
It goes.
Anyway, that's such a good if anyone's
lip
ever
gloss on my lips, lips. Look at her for a kiss.
You never have a kiss before your life.
Oh, what a classic. Oh, that was no. Such a good activity. My face is really
ruined.
We need
now.
To get makeup in this studio, I swear.
Yeah, oh, I've ruined it. So oh, and I've got a big white mark.
So have I.
Let me just try and smudge that I've in. Already... Well, yeah, if anyone's ever bored dinner, that's a good game
redo
to
the
play.
Lyrics to a song, honestly.
Well, also, I mean, I Spy is just a classic.
I kind of get bored of I Spy though because it can be a bit long
it can,
sometimes.
But if you make it challenging,
yeah,
it has to be a challenge. It can't.
But
just...
that's when it's like no, 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 and it's like.
And then we were playing it when we went away with Mark, and I
and he said beginning with S, and we were like. Silo, we were like, oh, we couldn't think of anything, yeah. Could we? We were like, oh, silverware.
Yeah, sock.
Sock. And then we were on about 15 minutes. And this was his word, scrunch.
Because this... You can't do I Spy.
Because this woman had, like, scrunched hair. And we were like, scrunch?
We're like, that's not a
scrunch.
That doesn't count because it's not a thing.
It's not a tangible.
No. I did a good one though. There was a lady sat in a mesh top. So mine was mesh. No one got it.
No
so like
one
that's
got it.
When it's good and challenging.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking
this
about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Welcome back, guys.
We've got a good cue of the W.
Let's just jump straight in with our question of the week. Ooh, okay. So one of you has sent us a dilemma this week, which says, my boyfriend has a work wife. Help. So it's inspired our question
right,
of the week this week.
It has inspired.
Does your partner have a work wife / husband? Yes or no?
I've never had a work husband.
We were talking about this earlier. The poll is actually very one-sided.
It? Oh, saying no.
Everyone, 93% is saying no.
That they don't have a work wife.
Yeah, but
okay.
I'm like, but do you know or you just...
Right, because it's either like, it's when they're like, oh, she's my work wife and this is my real wife.
Yeah.
And you're like, the fuck? Like that would like if like
but 7% are saying yes.
Yeah, okay. Let's see if there's any responses.
We were saying that I think it's like office culture and we're not corporate girlies.
Yes.
I think it's corporate world.
Yes.
Not always, but like that's what I imagine it to be.
Yes.
When you say that term in my head. I'm picturing
yes.
an office.
And we're seeing it be more acceptable with like 60-year-olds.
That I think it's quite innocent. Yeah, it doesn't really offend
Sophia's
me.
Sophia's not offended by it at all, but imagine that you got a husband.
Yeah.
And you're out for drinks with the work colleagues, right?
Yeah.
And then your husband is going, no, it's the work wife. Here she is. Oh, hi, hi, hi. And then everyone's like, oh, you two. Yeah, you two. Their work wife and husband. Their work wife and husband. And you're going to sit there and be like.
I genuinely see it as quite innocent.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I do see it as an innocent thing.
I think I get that. But I think that the line is very fine.
Yeah.
And I think one inappropriate comment.
Well, I
and
think
it'll be like, no.
I'm seeing like work wife is like, let's say you're all, 50.
Yeah,
you've been 50. At this company for 25 years. People have left, people have come and gone. I just kind of see your work, like, say for me, like, my work husband would just be like the male in the office that I'm closest to or that I speak to a lot, that I get on with the most, like, just like my best kind of mate at work who was a guy. I'd say work husband.
But then if I had one, I'd just say, oh, my good friend, Brian from work.
I just think it's like, it's just a term. Like, some people use it, some
Sophia
people.
Sophia sees it just like as just a friend thing.
Yeah, I don't see it as being like, that
if
deep.
If I was at drinks with my husband and all his colleagues and they were all laughing and laughing and laughing about how Sally is his work wife and all those two work husband, work wives,
well, that's a different reaction. That's a different, like, other people being like, oh
yeah. But even if he was like, oh, Sally is the wife, the work wife, that is, I'd be like, fuck off.
that's just a weird thing to say.
Yeah, but that's what he's saying. He's calling her his work wife. Oh yeah, but I mean, the real wife.
In that tone of voice that's like, oh, like, it doesn't have to be, oh. But let me read your responses.
When I think of that, that's where my mind
instantly goes. Our mind goes to different places. I see it as like a cute old people, like, innocent thing of like, you've worked together for a long time, like, it's just like a, it's just a thing. Whereas Cinzia sees it as she's being cheated on in the workplace.
Well, yeah, it's like, well, where are we drawing the line then? What, a little smooch
I literally smooch in the back.
In it with the work wife.
Ooh. Well, people say like, oh, it's like my work sister, my work brother. Like, it's,
oh, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I've
sister
heard
and
that.
Brother.
Yeah.
Well, that's more acceptable because, yeah, it's like, well, yeah, you're not going to kiss snog your sister.
I literally had this conversation with my boyfriend yesterday as his co-worker is leaving. And he said she was probably his closest friend at work and they used to have therapy sessions over Zoom. I said, that's your work wife, as he didn't know what that was. I think it's totally normal. I had a work husband, just someone that you can vent to about work that gets it internally. Everyone should have one, I think, as it's just work related. Someone else's perp, well, guess, he better not have one. I don't know, but if he does, he's in trouble. Work wife equals time for a new job. Yeah, but she was a lesbian, so it doesn't bother me at all. Also has another work wife who is older, but again, doesn't bother me.
Yeah. I mean, if it was like an elderly lady.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, that's cute.
Just because he does doesn't mean I'm happy about it, but I have my work husband, so can't complain.
Right.
Oh my God, listen to this. Yes. And this work wife ended our marriage.
You see, I just associate it with negativity. Like, I just feel like generally speaking, nothing good can come out of calling someone else your fucking work wife.
I don't know, but I bloody hope not.
I bloody hope not. I'll be round that office.
He would simply be single if I found that out. He's just started at a new job where the majority of employees are female. SOS.
SOS.
Not if he knows what's good for him.
Well, yeah, the way that, you know, people can fall in love in the workplace. You know what
people
I mean?
People do fall in love in the workplace.
So
I know.
It's a valid worry.
It is. Yeah,
you know,
it is.
If your husband was going to work with 30 females.
Yeah.
You know, they're just
people do meet
glimpse.
At work. People do.
But then you've got to have faith that he married you for a reason and all that.
Coming from someone who works in the city, anyone who says they don't is lying. A little bit of intel.
She's kind of saying everyone's
inside
got
information.
A work husband or wife.
Yes, but she's 30 years his senior.
Shall I get up like the definition?
It's just work bants. There's no attraction.
Let me see if there's like an official definition that like Google is giving us. Work wife definition. Does that even exist on the interwebs? Work spouse. A work wife is a female companion you spend the most time at work with.
Yeah.
It is the same as the work girlfriend term, but sometimes...
Work girlfriend I don't like as
much.
Yeah,
that's weird.
That's weird.
But sometimes used instead to label a more committed friendship. People may have a work wife even if they are married. Mm. Oh, well, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see it through either lens, I think.
Yeah.
You can see it as being... kind of innocent.
In many ways, these relationships can mirror a real marriage.
Yeah, because it's like you bicker with them. Like bicker. They annoy you at work. Right. Like, but then like you've known each other for so many years. Like there's like, oh, well, you know.
Look at this. What are the characteristics of a work wife?
Stop. Number one,
you're inseparable at work. Number two, and outside in the real world.
Someone's put, mine has a work mum. I can allow that.
Oh, yes. That I like.
That's nice.
Number six, you know their secrets and they know yours. The fuck is this? Baby. Anyway, this leads us on to the first dilemma because...
It does.
Because it's kind of different in the sense that everyone in the workplace is kind of shipping the work the husband two. And wife, the yeah. two. So it's like, okay,
making it like...
Now it's making it romantic.
It's making
vibes.
It... more sexual
and not platonic
it's
at
making
all.
It yeah this isn't yeah. like a platonic
yeah.
you know situation this is actually right. like oh you think we'd be a good match
right you think we
and
we,
you think we've got chemistry and that's when it changes
yeah, because other people are seeing that so it's like well there must be something yeah. there
now you're just two people at work that fancy each
you're
other
right. The, and are trying to deny it.
The innocence is gone yeah. because there's chemistry.
Well, the platonicness yeah. has disappeared. Yeah.
So, first dilemma, my boyfriend has a work wife, help. For a bit of context, me and my boyfriend were together for a year and a half. We broke up around January 2023, so at the start of the year.
Gotcha.
Having a couple of months away from each other to reflect and take time for ourselves, we have decided to give it another go in this last month.
Good for you.
And we are now back together. We never cut full contact on our break and would still see each other here and there. It was his 24th birthday in April, so we were on a break at this stage. However, still seeing each other and talking a little bit. He was going out with his mates and I went out with mine too. We happened to see each other out and he completely blanked me.
The fuck?
I was extremely annoyed and decided to get very, very drunk. I'm quite an open person when drunk, open, honest mm-hmm. person when drunk. So I started speaking to this girl he works with as his colleagues were out too.
Right. That is so rude.
Blanking you.
Ignoring
yeah.
you. Like,
we were speaking
up.
About him and out of nowhere, she said, are you worried about him and Sarah? I was like, no. As this had genuinely never crossed my mind. And Sarah has a boyfriend, so why would I be worried? I kind of brushed this off as I didn't think much about it. My boyfriend has told me in the past that she chats shit all the time.
What, the colleague?
The colleague who said, aren't you worried about him and Sarah?
That's a red flag.
Now me and my boyfriend are back together. We were in conversation the other night and I brought it up kind of as a joke, yeah. telling him what she said. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect him to come out with, yeah, everyone says me and Sarah have a thing.
Oh God, he's not using his brain here
in this
situation,
is he? I was very surprised, as if everyone is saying that, surely your actions are leading them to think
right.
that. People don't just say that out of nowhere.
And that's the thing. People yeah. don't just say shit like that out of nowhere. Like, they will have seen something, yeah. experienced a fucking feeling
heard
from the two of you,
things.
Heard things,
yeah.
or just seen stuff with their own fucking two eyes.
I was then a bit like, what the fuck? And kind of backed away a bit as more things came to my head, which made sense. For example, they go to the gym.
Together?
Yes. Oh. Which I'm not happy about. They go out together every Friday after work.
The hell?
He just has liked every single one of her pictures on Instagram, minus the ones of her and her boyfriend. For context, on his birthday, when he was ignoring me, he stood at the bar with her and offered her a drink when I was right next to them, waiting to be served. He flat out ignored me.
This guy.
As well as this, Sarah has an older sister who met my boyfriend out and they followed each other on Instagram. Sarah's sister wanted my boyfriend to take her out when we were on a break. And Sarah completely refused. She made my boyfriend remove her sister off all social medias.
Oh, I see.
And asked him to promise to never speak to her.
So Sarah got jealous
of her sister.
Of her sister trying to make moves onto the guy when he was single. So that's, yeah, that shows something.
I can't
then.
Help but think if she didn't have a boyfriend, what would happen? Mm. I spoke to him about this and he really tried to reassure me, looking at it from my point of view, that if someone was saying that about me, he'd be in his head about it.
Say that again.
I spoke to him about this and he really tried to reassure me by looking at it from my point of view.
Right.
and agreed that he would be a bit put out as well.
Appreciate that.
It was reversed.
Okay.
I kind of said it's fine. You know, it's not his fault if other people are saying they're a thing, but I can't get this out of my head. He dismissed it, saying he'd never be with her regardless. Oh, that's not a good thing to say.
Do you know what?
That means you've considered it.
They say, yeah, this is not good.
She's really annoying. Oh, that's not good.
Do you know what they always say? When a guy is putting a woman down, oh, she's annoying. Oh, I'd never la la la. Probably it's because they fucking fancy her.
Yeah.
Because they fucking fancy her and they're overcompensating.
They're trying to steer you.
Yeah.
But she said, is that him just deflecting? Yeah. Really need your opinion as don't know what to think. I'm very stressed. It has also put me off trying again a lot because of recent issues in our past relationship.
Yeah.
Your advice would be great. Attached a picture.
Let's see. The lights.
They're really cute.
I mean.
You could do better though.
I think purely the ignoring in the bar and getting Sarah a drink, really that for rude. Me is an isolated incident. It's like, excuse you. Yeah.
So you were together, like, you were on a break at the start of the year. And
they're trying
this,
to give it a go.
But you're still keeping in comms. Yeah. It's not like you've gone like
it's
full
not a
cold
full
turkey.
Breakup.
You've got together the last month, did she say?
Yeah, something like
so
that.
So you are back together now, but you're kind of thinking, you've brought up this, oh yeah, when we were on a break and we were on that night out, she said that Sarah and you were, would I be worried about Sarah and you, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And he's responded saying, oh yeah, people do say we're a thing. And now this has just got your mind thinking like, oh God, this isn't good.
That is not good at all because any friends your boyfriend has, purely platonic, they should be purely platonic and you should have no questions about, oh, you don't want to be thinking,
what
are they a thing? Does he fancy her? Does he find her attractive?
If he could, would he?
If he could, would he?
What would happen if she was single?
You know, how bad would it be? Oh, well, all that our other friends think we're a good match. Mm. Like, that is not...
It's not nice.
Good vibes.
No, it's not good vibes.
So... It honestly, I just feel like it's always the case when they're denying.
Yeah.
And it's just one of them ones where it's like, they probably do fucking like each other.
Is it just the fact that they're both in other relationships
that's
making it more exciting, making it seem a little bit more like, oh, this we should have.
Yes, forbidden fruit.
They can kind of like tiptoe along that line of like, yes. Oh, we're a bit flirty at work, but it's work banter. You know, we're both in relationships, but you know, if we were at the Christmas party, who knows? Like, it's kind of giving that energy for me, I think.
Because you know what's giving Emily from Friends is when she said, oh, her sister can't date you. Oh, no, was that? No, it was Rachel and her sister.
Yes.
And Rachel's sister fancied Ross, right? Yeah. And Rachel was,
kicking off.
Obviously, because Rachel loved Ross. It's giving those vibes. It's like, Sarah... If you didn't have any feelings for this guy, you'd let your sister explore what she wants to explore.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So the fact that you don't ever speak to her, la la la, it's giving jealous, it's giving.
I think it's
I
just
love him.
Like, end of the day, you shouldn't have anxiety about your boyfriend going into work and like
potentially
cheating on you. That shouldn't be the vibes. Yeah. And I think let alone him ignoring you at the bar. Yes, fuck you were
that.
On a break, but you were
who
still
do you think you are?
Speaking and talking. I'm not a stranger.
Like, he didn't just ignore her; he ignored her and got Sarah a drink.
Yeah, when you were right there.
When you were right there, like that is
that
a lack
just
of.
Says
respect.
To me like he was trying to make you a bit jealous. He wanted
shows
you to
his
feel
character.
A bit threatened. Yeah. Like he wanted you to feel a bit like other people want me. Like we're not back together yet.
Okay.
Like that's the energy
well,
it
she
gives.
She can have you. Like she can literally have you.
Yeah, I think you're too good for him personally.
Same.
I don't think you want to be in a relationship where you're worried about what your boyfriend gets up to at work.
And I think you said you already had
because he
other...
goes to work every day, and that's just you don't want to deal with that.
And she said like you already have other issues that you're trying to work on.
Yeah,
I just think. This
it's
is
not
just
a good
a new another layer that is like really it's going to be really hard for you to navigate.
Yeah, I just think it's let it go.
I think so. I think look, you've broken up once, you can do it again. Yeah. Get him out of there. You broke up the first time for a reason. I think just sack him off. This one makes my blood boil. What? That is such an interesting saying.
Blood
boil.
Yeah.
Why is my blood boiling?
You're so hot in a rage.
And bothered.
and you're so like wound
rage
up.
Round up. Gotcha. Because it's like, giving like, it reminds me of like witches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cauldron.
Cauldrons.
Boiling.
There we go. It's a cauldron. So he left me a voicemail calling his female friend sexy.
He fucked up.
A little twat. That is the one thing you should never, like, oh, these guys who've got all these girlfriends, right? Oh, do not refer to them as attractive, sexy, beautiful. I mean, you can appreciate, oh, yeah,
beautiful is
beautiful,
fine.
All right.
Sexy,
but sexy,
no.
Sexy, big titted, voluptuous bottom. No.
He left you a voicemail.
So he's really slip of the thumb.
Is this a pocket dial? Like,
I know. I obviously, do you think, was he calling someone else thinking it was?
Thinking it
who
was.
Who were you leaving such a voicemail to? For?
Yeah. Or did you not realize, like, was it a pocket dial? Did you not realize?
Oh, did you not realize that it was voicemailing? Mm. Ah, of course. Okay, who even leaves voicemails these days? Hello, just checking in here. Please call me back.
Please call me back. Thank you very much.
Okay, so hi girlies. So
was this her boyfriend, did she say?
Yeah, he left me a voicemail calling his female friend sexy. Ooh. Okay, so my dilemma is, about 2 months ago I met this boy on Hinge. Okay,
2 months ago.
So this
okay.
is an early thing. Okay. Let's call him Brian. Mm-hmm. Big boy Brian.
Yeah.
From the first phone call, I knew Brian could be the one. Oh, wow. Shit me. From the first call, hey?
Okay.
There wasn't a dull second between us, and we were on the phone for 4 hours without even realizing. It's good signs.
Nice. Yeah, lots to talk
about.
Yeah,
lots to talk about. It's good.
Good energy. There's clearly a vibe between you two. Yeah.
Brian and I had been on several dates, but one weekend, coincidentally, it was both our best friend's birthdays.
Nice.
So we were both out on the town on the same night.
Convenient.
Really love that. We were
That's drunk. Always fun in the early
yeah,
stages.
Yeah, it's always fun in the early stages. And I'm out, are you out?
Yeah.
Oh,
might bump into you.
A
we'll
little
see.
Snog on the pavement. Mm. Okay. So we were drunk, texting here and there, but I try to avoid being on my phone when drunk in case I make a complete arse out myself.
Yeah.
That's a good general rule.
Yeah, like this guy just has.
Yeah. Anyway, I checked my phone later that night. Okay, so it's worse that he was drunk. Because it's like, are these
or is it
thoughts?
Better that he was drunk?
Yeah. Oh, let's keep reading. La, la, la. Anyways, I checked my phone later that night and saw I had a missed call and a 2.5 minute voicemail. It was a mistake. It was a thing. If you're drunk, you're trying
he's
to call
calling
someone.
You and then you've left a voice. Yeah.
Because how do you leave a voicemail? Does he say press
if
number
you just,
two?
If it rings... and no one answers, it automatically will
go.
And like,
and it,
unless
up,
you hang up, gotcha. It's going to go, isn't it?
Right. So 2.5 minutes, that is long. Because if it's a regular voicemail, all you go is, like, it's, hi, Sarah, please call me back. Let me know.
It's not,
that's
not
five
urgent,
seconds.
But just call me back when you get right. a chance. It's about the kids.
That's a 5 second voicemail. So 2.5 minutes, geez. Mm. It's a podcast.
I feel like voicemails are becoming really redundant because you'd just text, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well,
you'd say,
also,
oh,
like,
I just tried you.
Yeah, I just
mind.
Keep calling.
Yeah.
Until someone answered. It's like a mum and dad thing.
It's an older generation thing, yeah. Hi there, Susan. Just tried to call. Hope you're doing well.
Just let you know. Just ask, wondering if you'll be able to make your appointment on Tuesday at 2:30.
Yeah, it's a dentist thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's such a dentist thing. Doctor's appointment. Mm. Right. I decided to wait until I was all tucked up into bed to listen.
Oh, you thought it was going to be a really sweet, like, I'm so drunk
two
and I'm
and
thinking about you
minutes.
Right now. I love you so much. We're going to be together for
two
blah, blah, blah.
And a See, my anxiety.
I would have done the same thing. I would have thought, oh, save that
same.
When I get him.
But also my general anxiety, I can't even listen to voicemails anyway.
What?
Yeah. From
that
an unknown,
so
well,
weird.
I suppose from an unknown number.
I enjoy it.
What, an unknown number voicemail?
Yeah.
That's so scary to
me. It's like you just play it.
No,
and it's
I hate
like,
that.
What's this?
Oh, I hate it.
Hate it? Why?
I just can't do it.
What are you afraid of?
Everything. I just can't. Everything. I just can't listen to voicemails.
I like it. It's like a voice
Unless,
note.
Like,
I really
you...
enjoy voice notes.
Yeah, but well, if you left me a voicemail, I guess I'd listen, but not from unknown numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, Sophia's so brave. Right.
I'm curious.
So I decided to wait until I was all tucked up into bed to listen to it.
I would have done this too.
As I thought it would probably be a hilarious drunk call or an admission of his love for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, admission of love.
Same. My That's mum would be going to the same place. Oh, this boy is drunk.
He's falling in love after 2 months.
He can't stop thinking about me. Okay, so to my shock and surprise, when I sat in bed and I played the voicemail, it was a recording of him telling one of his female friends that she is the sexiest in the group and has an incredible body. What do you mean a record? So it was obviously a mistake. He tried to call you and then it was a mistake saying she's the sexiest in the group. But also, you shouldn't even be commenting on your female friends saying
you shouldn't be ranking your female friends. You shouldn't be ranking in terms of like least to worst.
No, you shouldn't be ranking females at all, let alone your friends. Because that, like, they're your completely. Platonic friends. Why are you
looking at them looking in that way?
Looking exactly. Why are you looking at my exterior like that? Oh Lord. Okay.
So she's the sexiest in the group.
Sexiest and in the group. Incredible body. Bods. So he's been eyeing up his platonic friend, which okay. Brian mentioned how amazing her body is several times.
Oh my god. Okay.
There was another male friend there who then went on to ask if something was going on between them.
Oh, that's not... See, that's like the first dilemma. That's not good. Right. Other people assuming. Other people commenting. What's going on here?
Yes. Yeah, are you two going together tonight? Right. Well, naturally, if someone's saying that about someone else, you fancy them. That's not just a friend.
Well, it's sort of like... If this person is your really good friend, you obviously get along very well and you think they're very attractive and sexy, why wouldn't you want to go out with them?
Exactly. Like, why is she not your girlfriend? So this other friend...
Can you imagine hearing that?
No, I'd literally be sick.
My heart, I'd be like...
You know, when you're just like so smitten with someone as well in the first 2 months, so...
It's when someone shows you that like first flaw that's like, oh, that's a shame.
And it's the first red flag you're going to ignore.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean? We're not.
You're going to try and make that orange.
Your whole 2 year relationship, you're going to be paranoid of this sexy friend. So I'll just say this again. There was another male friend there who then went on to ask if there was something going on between them as they had gone out alone for the past 2 weeks. So he's saying that because like they've hung out, the two of them.
Oh, this is the juiciest voicemail ever.
Literally ridiculous.
You are so like lucky almost to be privileged this information. It's like you've been a fly on the wall.
Well, it's like Married at First Sight. No, you didn't watch it, but there was like an incident where there was a...
I did the boys at the bar and the phone.
The phone. Yeah, yeah. A butt dial.
And
the girls heard the number. All their disgusting conversation where they were chatting all this shit about the girls.
Eye-opening.
And you're like, you little twat. That's
what's scary. It's like being a fly on the wall.
It is. It's scary. These boys are scary. The voicemail made me feel sick to my stomach as it was not what I was expecting at all. I replayed the voicemail maybe 100 times.
Shit.
Well, yeah, you're upset.
You're like, trying to like cipher through and hear every single thing.
You
want to
hear every point. So I even downloaded an app so I could isolate the voices and hear the conversation clearer. Well, obviously because they were out, there would have been a lot of...
What app is that?
I know, let us know.
This is just reminding me of something. Remember when I was on FaceTime to that boy and he thought he hung up and I heard him kiss someone?
No.
Yeah, you do at the time.
When was this? Years ago?
This was like kiss. Lockdown times. Yeah, and I was like, I'm sure like I just heard a kiss. But he thought... I told you about this at the time.
Oh, I can't remember.
This is what... That's just... I forgot that happened. It's just reminded me of that.
Right, everyone, make
But it was so
sure.
early that I was like... And he was at a party. And I was like...
Yes.
You remember?
Yes. Yeah. Make sure you're fucking hanging up the phone. Yeah. Okay? Before you're doing anything inappropriate. So...
Because he put it in his pocket because the screen went black.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm sure I literally just heard her.
So Brian apologized when I showed him the voicemail and said that...
So you've told Brian...
Good for you. Yeah.
Okay. He's apologized.
I mean,
right.
I think I'd be like, I just wouldn't even be able to like talk at all to him again ever. Would you?
I would...
Because it just made me feel a bit sick.
I think if
and
it was
nauseous.
2 months in, I would just probably be like... Well, yeah, I'm not that bothered. I don't want these vibes.
Yeah. I just get
I don't want this anything complicated.
Yeah, no feelings yet. I'm not in love with you yet. I can easily walk away. That's always easier.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online.
Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So Brian apologized when I showed him the voicemail and said that his female friend was not feeling very... Oh, so this was his excuse.
Okay, said, well, let's hear it.
My female friend wasn't feeling very attractive and he was trying to hype her up.
Oh.
Okay, but was she there? It sounded like it was just a conversation between two guys.
Wasn't she? She's there on the voicemail.
Oh, really? Okay, okay, okay. That's a very good excuse. He also called the female friend in front of me. Okay, so he's calling up the female friend in front of her.
Okay.
Although I asked him not to.
Yeah, a bit
and
awkward.
And asked her to describe their relationship.
Okay.
I don't like it.
I'd be like, please don't. But then is he trying to be like, you know,
effort.
I've got nothing to hide.
Yeah,
all cards are on the table. You can talk to her if you want. Sarah, fucking tell her our relationship, please.
Yeah.
You know, or.
Just don't like the ranking and the commenting on the body. And just like, from your friend. It's like, do you know what I mean?
But then, you know, it's like, picture this. Let's say this, for example. Let's say they've been friends for 15 years. Let's say they met at school.
Well, yeah, because she goes on to say...
for 15 years. Let's say they were all drunk when they were on a night out. Let's say she was crying. She's just been broken up with. No one fancy. You're never going to get a boyfriend ever again.
You're the sexiest in the group.
And he's saying, come on, Sarah. You're sexiest in the group.
Yeah.
Like, these girls, you can get anyone you want.
Yeah,
like,
your body is amazing.
He's trying to hype up his friend. Like, you can see it from both sides.
Right, so he's called up the friend and gone, please describe our relationship.
Okay.
To which she explained that they've been friends for over 10 years.
Well.
And have had nothing but a platonic friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So my question is to you ladies.
Cool.
Oh, this is tricky.
This is tricky
My question is to you ladies is, should I forgive and forget, or should I just end things before, you know, feelings start to develop and this just gets a bit too much? He reassured me as much as he can, but I just don't know if it's enough. I can't stop listening to the voicemail.
Oh,
and every time
delete the voicemail.
I do, I feel so disgusted. So it's like your initial gut feeling to that voicemail is something's going on here. Right? But then you can so easily be convinced, no, it was just like this. It didn't mean it like that. It was just like this. But then when you go back and listen to it again, you're like, no, there's something.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's really
it's hard to say without like kind of hear, I want to hear this voicemail.
Same.
And like, really, because like,
we need to get it sent to us.
We were just saying, like, I can totally see if they're, like we just said, friends for a long time. She's upset. He's trying to boost his friend. He's trying to give his friend confidence.
It's a very convincing argument.
I can see that.
Same.
And you know, he called her up on the phone. She said, oh my god, we've been friends for 10 years, like, it's really not like that, we're just platonic. Like, I was feeling a bit shit about myself. He was like, probably when he's sober he wouldn't have said you're the sexy one in the group, but if he's really drunk, like,
he's just
I
being
can see
kind
it.
With his words.
Yeah, he's being like, and we've said shit when we're drunk, like, that where you would listen to and think, oh my fucking god, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
Like, so I can understand, I can see the innocent side of it, but then there is also the other side, which is, if you heard this voice note and your gut was like, that doesn't sound right. Like, that doesn't sound like, you know.
That's not giving friends. That's not giving friend vibes.
Yeah. And you said that.
And then it's the friend going, what's going on between you two?
Is
that for me more so than the comment? Because it's like, okay, so.
Someone else acknowledging.
Because it's like, if we were just such good friends, then everyone would already know that we just hang out anyway. Because we're best friends for 10 years.
Yeah.
So the fact that this one mate was like, oh, but what's going on between you two?
Is there something more here?
Because it's unusual that they've hung out those two times the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's like, surely that's normal for friends to do.
Yeah.
So. It's
It's impossible to say without more context.
The end of her email, she said, look, he's great in all every other aspect and I quite like him. So she's liking this guy.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
What is your gut saying? I think
her gut, she knows what her gut's saying. Because she's wrote in, she's confused.
Yeah.
You've got your gut's telling you something's not right about this. Don't really want to get involved with this because I think this is going to be a bit. Mm. I don't ever want to be asked.
Well, then there's your answer.
I think that's your answer.
There's your answer.
But then it's a shame because he's giving such a convincing argument.
Yeah, I would believe it.
I would believe it too. But then if we're just going, if we want to start as we mean to go on with good, healthy relationships.
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
let's just allow it.
I think, yeah, we've said it.
What do you guys think? I don't know. If it was me, I just can't be arsed, to be honest. Mm. Like, I just don't want to start off with this vibe. Yeah. Like, the shady voicemail vibes. It's just, it's not giving romance, is it? It's not really giving a storybook.
It's hard to say without, like, the more context.
Yeah.
But I've said, I can see the innocent side.
Same.
Where he's trying to like hype up his longtime mate.
Same.
And I can see the
Or is that just a very good excuse?
Or that's... I see the not innocent side that is, there's actually like a little bit of something going on there. You didn't feel good about the voicemail.
I think the friend's comment says it all. What's going on with you two?
Yeah.
You know, what's going on with you two? Yeah.
Yeah.
That tells you everything
Stop
you
while
need
you're
to
ahead.
Know. And your gut told you this is not right. I think just follow your gut because you will regret it. If your relationship then breaks down because of like, you know, fishy
something
friends,
of this
something
nature.
Of this nature, you'll be kicking yourself.
Yeah.
I think just stop.
That's true.
I think just,
That's
yeah.
tricky.
It is.
My boyfriend hates my guy friend.
Here we go.
This is like us and the girl best friends.
Well, yeah, because like you could go into a relationship with this guy, but you might go into it hating this best friend of his.
Mm.
It's not good vibes.
Hi, Sophia and Cinzia. Love the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and your single files inspired me to break up with my toxic ex.
Congrats.
After hearing how much happier you both were.
Oh, congratulations on your breakup. It's a fantastic thing.
I am now in a happy relationship Yay. With a boy I met in college in California.
California.
I'm from England and he's from Spain, but we met each other in the States.
Amazing.
He is everything I could ask for in a boy. He's smart, kind, and has surpassed my standards for a partner by a mile.
We love to see it.
We have a healthy relationship. However, he has a problem with one of my guy friends from back home.
Mm.
For context, in secondary school, there was a big group of guys and girls that were all friends, and I've kept in contact with them.
Yeah.
I never touched any of these guys, you know, or looked at them in that way because at the time I was in a relationship with someone outside of school.
Yeah.
So I was always off limits and like the little sister of the group.
Yeah.
My boyfriend has a gut feeling about one of the guys.
Ooh.
There is something more than just friendship.
Ooh.
God, this is really like on the other foot. We're not used to hearing it from this side. But she's saying, but that is completely untrue.
Okay.
In the past, we would often take the piss out of each other, which my boyfriend has been uncomfortable seeing over text and
over
now
text.
Thinks there was something more there. Okay, so you've been a bit
you've got
like
banter with
you've
this
got
guy.
Banter.
You can have a laugh. He makes you laugh.
Yeah.
You know, some boyfriends, you know.
And your boyfriend seeing it, that's flirty.
He's taking it that way. Right.
I've tried to reassure him that there isn't, but I also made a mistake that backfired.
Oh.
I stopped talking to this friend and deleted all of our messages because I felt so bad that my boyfriend felt uncomfortable. He said that just makes me look more guilty, and I understand that, but I panicked. Just
right.
thought if it isn't there, it didn't happen.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that. Because if my boyfriend deleted all these messages with this girl, I'd be like, well, now you've got something to hide.
Yeah.
Now that screams guilt.
Exactly. But then I get
but in
it.
In the moment,
like,
you were just like, oh, I feel so bad. Let me just get rid of these. Let me just delete these. Like,
because you don't want him to take anything else out of context.
Yeah. Please help. He's brought it up several times now.
Shit.
So I know he's not over it and still doesn't believe me.
But you live it. Don't you live in fucking California? And
they,
is it this friend back
they
in
met
England?
In, they met in college in California.
Right.
That's what she doesn't. She hasn't said where she lives now. She's from England. He's from Spain. But we met each other in the States.
This is. I don't know. This is really hard. I don't know.
This
how
is
I'd
like
quite,
the shoes on the other foot.
Yeah. Like imagine having a boyfriend and then he's just accusing you of having something with this friend of yours.
But we do it all the time. That's what girls do. Girl best friends. They hate them.
I know.
That's what our whole inbox is. I know. Haters, girl best friends. Something's not right there. I don't like it.
I know. So if you are genuinely telling us that there is nothing and never has been anything with this guy, then you know, he needs to fucking drop it, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yes. But then it's like, it's so hard to convince someone. You can't really drop it. Of, you know, when they're so,
when they're so set on this idea that.
But for the success of your relationship, he needs to give it a fucking break. Like, all he saw was what? A bit of flirty flirt. Yes, you do look guilty by deleting the messages. That was a mistake.
Yeah, you should have kept those.
That will be playing on his mind. Like, imagine I had a boyfriend.
What's in there? Why did she delete it? What didn't she want me to find?
Yeah. And I was like, I don't like this girl, this friend of yours. Don't like this friend of yours. You're a bit too flirty. Mm. And he went and wiped their messages. Fuck, it's not a good look, is it?
But
look.
You've done it now.
Look, hindsight's a beautiful thing.
I think maybe you need to be with someone who is more confident.
In your
less
male
insecure.
Friends?
I think maybe if this is a slightly insecure guy, this isn't going to help.
No. I think you can move past it. Like, it's one of them things. Like, it's one of them things. Like, okay, maybe he's questioned a friendship, whatever. He should just believe you when you say, look, we are just friends, blah, blah, blah.
But the girls
don't. And then
drop
it. I know, it's fucking hard. I'm actually a bit stumped here.
I feel like...
You need a boyfriend who's going to be confident and
in your relationship, and also confident in himself,
confident in your friendships with these guys as well, and know that there is nothing.
Secondary school friends.
Yeah, because you know, these are your genuine friends. You don't want to be scared to hang out with your genuine
platonic friends.
Because
your boyfriend's
going
to have a mood with you.
Yeah, because that's not a life to live when you're scared of someone. Yeah. You're walking on eggshells.
This is
kind of
giving me the energy that, like, maybe this guy's been cheated on.
Maybe he's had experience with this.
He's had a bad experience in the past. He's a bit paranoid about this kind of stuff. So maybe I just think this guy is not right for you.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't have to cut off your mates. You shouldn't have to distance yourself from friends because he doesn't like it.
Yeah. It's giving, like, controlling.
I think it's just giving, it doesn't sit well with him. Mm. He's obviously gone through something that he just thinks don't like this. Like, there are some girls out there, they don't like any female friends around their boyfriends. Mm-hmm. They don't get it. They don't like it.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. So I think he's that kind of guy that doesn't like the idea
and
of you.
You've got a lot of male friends.
He doesn't like the idea of you having male friends, and therefore you're just not compatible. Yeah. It's not the right match.
And you want to keep your male friends. Mm. And you don't want to be, because also you can't come out because...
You don't want to be with a guy who you're constantly having to reassure, constantly feeling like almost you're their mum. Like, come on, it's fine. Like, oh, I'll give you so much reassurance.
Like that's
you're
not...
young. Like, that is draining. Have fun. Be with someone who, like, boosts you up and, you know, is it your cheerleader and is, like, you know.
Wants to be friends with these guys because you're such great friends with them and all that. In it.
Yeah.
And, like.
I just think maybe this isn't the one.
Maybe say, like, look, I know you've been thinking about this for a long time. Look, it stresses me out.
I don't know what else
but
to do.
I don't think I can be in a relationship with someone who doesn't 100% trust me like this, and literally say, like, I think we might have to go our separate ways. Then maybe that will give him the wake-up call that he needs to be like, oh, I'm sorry, like, I trust you, la la la, and maybe you could have another crack at it. But, like, I would offer that ultimatum, be like, look, I don't think we can go on, like, you know, like this, because I just
I'm what do you
around.
Want me to do? Yeah, I'm not going to cut off my friends for you.
Right,
sorry.
Because I'm just walking around feeling like my own boyfriend doesn't even trust me.
Yeah. And that's not a nice feeling.
That's not
as a girlfriend.
Nice feeling. Yeah.
Making me feel like I'm doing something wrong when I'm not.
Exactly. Baby. Okay. What is the deal when a guy likes your Instagram story?
What's the deal,
What's
you guys?
What's the deal with that? Do you like me or what? Do you want to fucking marry me? Okay. So I am currently very single. However, I am having fun, living my best life.
Gorgeous.
Me and my friends do not know if we are reading into things. So wanted some expert.
You've come to the right place.
Emphasis on the experts. girl advice on the matter. Is the deal when a guy likes your Instagram story? Well, this is a new feature.
This is a new feature.
Like, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I'm not in the habit of liking stories. But my mum, randomly, she's got a little burner account where she like stalks us all and comments on us all. Mm. Every single fucking story frame this woman will like.
She hearts it.
She's like, she won't reply. She won't react. Because I thought that was the thing, reacting heart eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
She likes it. And so does my dad. It's almost like someone's told them that they have to do that.
Right.
Anyway, yeah. So
because I don't like anyone's story. It's not even something that I...
But you don't like...
Oh, our desk is here.
Our desk is here. Be right back.
We've got a desk, guys. We're pimping out the girls' bathroom studio. We've got snacks. We've got beverages. We've got mini fridges. And now we've got a desk.
We continue. Can't wait to have a snack. Okay. So what is the deal when a guy likes your Instagram story?
I don't know.
Some of us thought it was more personal than liking an actual post.
Because it's like only me and you can see that I've liked this. It's not public.
I still would think if you're liking my pic, that's more of a bold move than the story. But they're thinking
maybe
different.
Maybe not.
Maybe times have changed.
But do you get a notification? This is making me sound really out of touch, but do you get a notification when someone likes your story?
Yes, you get a notification. Like, that pops up on my thing, but you can't...
It's not a feature I've got to grips with yet.
Right, but when you go to your DMs with someone,
it doesn't say there that they've liked your story. But if you swipe up from your story, who've got hearts.
Yes. So actually, yeah, you can see everyone because you've got 1,000 followers, you can see everyone who's liked your story because they go to the top of the story views.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
I do get that. Maybe it's a bit more
It's like I'm sending you a love heart. Mm.
But I would prefer...
Are you sending me your heart? Just thinking about this though, I feel like the like is very half-ass.
That's what I was just about to say.
I think if you liked me, you wanted to strike up a conversation.
Reply. Yeah.
So that I can reply and we can start a beautiful conversation here.
But is it just like the early
early?
But I would prefer a reaction. Like, same. Of course, my choice would be like reply with words. Story, love, heart, or story, react.
Right.
I'd rather a react. You know, flames, love, heart, eyes.
Flames.
Give it to me.
Flames make me, I would collapse. They make me feel good.
Mm-hmm. I'd be panicked because what the fuck do you reply to flames? But that's a different story.
But then I think it doesn't deserve a response.
Because it's like, if you want to talk to me, use your words.
Well, yeah, if you want to talk to me, let me know how beautiful I am. Don't just send flames. That is so
I love the flames, lazy. But I need words to
It's giving lazy.
We just said how much we love it. You just said it's almost like we flamed. I would collapse, and then literally 10 seconds later, it's lazy. Honestly,
but it actually
we
is.
Are so,
though.
We contradict ourselves so much. We it's do. Hilarious.
But it is.
Sorry,
but
guys.
Wouldn't we rather? You are
absolutely
astonishingly
absolutely.
Beautiful.
But I'm saying between a story like and a reaction,
I would rather a
I'd
reaction.
Rather a reaction.
Well, yeah, I would rather a frame than just a like. Yeah, absolutely. Let me know. For context.
Yeah, give us some context.
When I was at uni.
What's he liking? Is it a nice selfie?
Right, well, I'm assuming.
Or is it you?
Is it like your food?
And your books.
Well,
and
then
your
that's
food.
Quite sweet.
Yeah.
If you're like acknowledging, my lunch, I posted my smoothie. Mm. For context, when I was at uni, I used to speak to a guy who I matched with on Tinder, but nothing ever came from it. Like, nothing. Fast forward to now, I'm 25 and assuming he is too, as we were in the same year.
Is this the guy that's been liking?
Yeah, and we still follow on Instagram. So she's saying she used to talk to this guy at uni. Mm. They matched on Tinder, but nothing ever came of it.
Yeah.
Now they're 25. They still follow each other on Instagram. I'm assuming he's going to be starting liking her stories. So fast forward, I'm 25.
And that's why she's thinking, what does this mean?
Yes. And we still follow each other on Instagram, which I never really noticed before. But recently, every story I've been putting on with myself in the picture, he has liked it.
Ooh,
okay, so that's kind of good.
Something.
Yeah, because he's not liking like just the one of the food.
Everything.
He's only liking the ones with you
he's
in it.
He's trying to send a message.
A signal, if you will.
Nice.
nice, which I didn't think many people did. It's a new feature.
Absolutely. I don't think many people are on board yet.
No. It has been going on for several months. Okay.
Months? But you're taking the piss now.
Make an advance.
It's not cute anymore.
Send words. Use your speech.
Yeah. Use your thumbs and press some letters.
Yes. So it's been going on for several months now. So I've noticed it quite a lot.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just an accident or something, of course. So this guy is just like liking up a storm. Mm. Is there a meaning behind this? Shall I just go for it and message him? No. Or have I read way into this? I forgot to say we had mutual friends at uni, so I know who he is and not just some random person on Tinder.
Okay.
Many thanks from a single girl just wanting a fun hot girl summer.
Oh, I mean, look, like if you fancy this guy, if you maybe
want to...
Give him a story like back, but see what happens.
He's giving me the vibes of someone who doesn't post stories very often. Yeah,
and just like a bit of a, and more of like a watcher.
Observer on the ground.
A consumer.
So, but maybe when the opportunity arises, give his a like.
Yeah.
But I think... You know, if he wanted to, he would.
Yeah.
If he wanted to message you, he will, and he will. Mm. So.
And he would have.
Like,
the story likes for months is kind of embarrassing,
like,
I now.
Think for like the first couple of weeks, okay, cute. Then he's gonna slide in.
First, like three days.
Okay.
Okay.
And then,
cute.
Yeah, and then. But then use your words.
And maybe a Saturday night. Okay, cute.
Yeah,
but
use
then,
your
like,
words.
Let's make an advancement.
Yeah, let's use your words.
But then I think, you know, if you're wanting a hot girl summer, if you want to chat to this guy, you can message him.
Message
Why not?
Him. Fuck it.
Like, there's no harm. Fuck Knock it. Yourself out.
Maybe he's just waiting for you to make some sort of signal that you
back
are acknowledging back at him. Maybe he's waiting on that. Maybe he's not as confident as, you know,
as we thought
and as we would like him to be. So maybe... You know, and obviously if he's not posting stories and stuff, we're not going to be able to like them.
Yeah.
Decide what you want.
Do you want to start chatting to him for your hot girl summer? Or are you kind of like, nah, I'm not bothered about
what's
him?
What's a cool message she could send?
What could she send?
That's sexy and smooth and sleek.
See, it's just so hard. It's so raw when you're not replying to a story.
It's raw. Like, this is
you know,
the
when
first
you're just
communication.
Like new message, it's like, oh. Replying to a story is just like chill. You can say anything, kind of. You can just like start conversation.
So we're
it's
assuming
easy.
This guy just doesn't post stories, and we've
I'm
got
assuming
nothing
you're
to reply
messaging
to.
Cold.
Are we going to comment on the fact? Maybe we try and make a cheeky comment on the fact
that he's liked my stories.
Yeah, or maybe like a, are you going to message me or what?
Yeah,
you know, something like that.
Yeah,
something like.
Come on, Jess, what
you
would
guys
you say?
Just, like, that is not a cool message to send.
Do not do that.
Girls, that is not a cool
What would
message.
You say, Chintz? You know, this guy's been liking your stories.
See, I really struggle with things like this.
Yeah, I'm usually all right, actually.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking you. I'd probably get Sophia to come up with it.
I'm just...
Because, like Sophia was saying, it's just raw.
It's raw and it's stone cold
sober. Stone cold sober raw message that is trying to be witty.
Well, you matched on Tinder, didn't you? You've been on there. You've got mutuals.
I think there's got to be some sort of cheeky comment that you can make
about him not messaging you and him liking all your stories.
Mm. Whatever that, maybe put that in your group chat and get your friends to come up with the message.
See what you get as a reaction.
Yeah, because I think, fuck it, send the message.
Yeah.
He's being like, that's several months. Are you all right? Let me know.
Yeah. I think that's definitely the angle you go down. Because it's like, I've seen you liking all my stuff.
Yeah, like, I'm stupid. I know.
Yeah. We both know that we know that you know that I know.
Yeah, we both know that I know that you know.
Yeah.
That I'm fit.
So
are you
going to chat to me
or not? Yeah,
but
if he wanted to, he would have.
He would. But that's what I mean. Like, if she wants to have a hot girl fun summer, put yourself out, go for it. Okay. Why not? It's harmless. But equally, you can have the energy
he'll
of...
He'll shit himself.
Yeah, he'll shit himself.
He's been thinking about you for clearly a long time.
He's been liking every single frame.
Like, he's probably favorited you on Instagram, so you come up first.
Yeah.
He probably has notifications for when you post fucking stories and posts.
Unless what you could do to be tactical, like, could you put him on your close friends, post something that invites conversation, like something
here
like...
Here we go.
Could you try and, like... offer some bait, you know, be like, anyone
got any tickets for
but then he just wouldn't reply, like, what's something that
has anyone had a bad experience at this restaurant? The feta was disgusting. Yeah, just a general question that would get a general response.
That could just, that would really.
What about a poll? Maybe that could be our first contact. He can vote on the poll. It's like, oh, he's actually using his fingers a little bit more. Yeah,
here we go.
Because maybe he'll vote on the poll and reply.
Yeah.
If it's something,
I think let's offer it up on a silver platter, like a question that he could respond to.
What about, and if he sees it, a close friend's, a poll, should I wear this or that? A poll. Vote. Please, reply.
Come on.
Because
he can just be like, left outfit for sure.
Yeah, he doesn't even have to vote on the poll. He could reply.
Come on. I'm making it so easy.
Right, and then you're replying and you've got a conversation.
And there we go. That's an option.
Yeah.
Or you just slide in, but you've got to be brave. Slide in,
but help your friends come up with a good message. Why don't
you just say, like, what's with all the likes? You know,
here we go.
What is with this?
But seriously, what is with this?
Seriously.
Do you like me or what?
Yeah.
Are you just being friendly?
Yeah.
No, it means something.
I think it means something. Because it's liking only the ones of you.
Stu, what's with all the likes? Mm. Stu.
Ugh. Let us know how it goes. But the question, does it mean something? I think so.
I think it does.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
And I think you can ignore it if you can't be arsed with this guy. But if you want to have a foot hunk, fun hot girl summer, why not?
A foot hunk.
A foot hunk girl summer.
A foot hunk. A foot hunk.
This girl's boyfriend refuses to take her pictures for Instagram.
Come on. Let's read it.
Just fucking take a picture
of
me.
So mean. But it's like, you're just not being supportive.
Come on, just take a picture of me.
Like, it takes, okay, maybe 5 to 10 minutes.
Maybe 15.
No, on a bad day, maybe 25. 45 minutes. But in the grand scheme of things, you've got 24 hours in a day. You can sacrifice.
I have a really concerning dilemma.
This is concerning.
My boyfriend of 4.5 years. We've grown up together and overcome long distance of 2 years, and we now live together. Okay, so you've gone through stuff and you've stayed together.
Right.
You're a strong couple. Living together, I don't necessarily feel like having sex a lot.
Okay.
Sorry, comes I thought we were talking about Instagram.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
I'm sick of you.
Sometimes I space out in my thoughts while we're having sex.
Oh, okay. So you're just not.
Yeah, okay.
It's you're not exhilarating these days.
That's normal. Which he notices at times. Oh, he's like, where are you? You're not here.
Oh, you're not in the room
out.
With me.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm not sure why this has happened, as he is my person. I love him a lot.
Okay.
Maybe she's been together 4.5 years. You now live together. You're not really feeling sexually attracted to him.
You've not got that chemistry that you once had.
You're kind of noticing yourself like, I'm actually kind of zoning out here as this is happening.
Do I even want to be doing this kind of vibes?
Yeah, like I kind of feel like I have to because it's my boyfriend. Oof. I just kind of feel like,
oh, this is what we do. Is this what we do? Because we're a couple. Those aren't good vibes.
Yeah. Another thing that's, I'm trying to get to the Instagram pics. Another thing that's a major dilemma is I love taking my photos for Instagram.
Absolutely, girl.
It makes me happy and it's my hobby.
Makes me happy.
But after moving in with him, I feel like I've stopped because he hates taking photos for me. He hates taking pics for me in public areas.
Grow up, though. Do you know what I mean?
I've experienced this, and it's
so have I. But grow up, and also like this but like you're not doing me a massive favor.
No.
Just do it. Oh well, I took your pictures for you earlier. Okay,
but also
it was
like,
two birds.
I'm the one that's standing in front of the camera. That people are potentially like looking at and staring at. No one's looking at you. You're like, just taking
it's
it.
It's only embarrassing if you say it's embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. Oh, not the flash. Like, yeah, we're going to use the flash.
Let me get the right pose and let me do some fun stuff also, and just like, go with it.
Don't rush me. Right. Don't rush me. That's the worst, because then I'm not going to like the pics and it's going to be a whole waste of time.
He is introverted, hates taking pics, yet he still only takes about 4 pics and then rolls his eyes. Oh, this was literally my ex.
The attitude
and it would stress me out. Remember when I was on holiday with him and I sent you those pictures? I was like, he only took 3. Like, he only took... Do you remember that?
I think I do, but it's just like...
And you were like, ask him to do it again. And I was like, I can't. He gets so annoyed.
It's giving like, I don't want to like support you. And it's giving like, I don't want, you know, you to thrive. I don't want to see you succeed. It's giving those vibes.
It's the wrong energy. You want your boyfriend to say, this is a beautiful outfit. Yeah. Come on, let's get a picture tonight.
Because it is.
Stand there. This will look really... Right. Yeah. It puts the whole mood off. Yeah, being here. And then none of them turn out nice. Yeah, because you're feeling insecure now. You're feeling a bit like on edge. You're feeling a bit like, I'll get saved with them. I feel
I used to get blackmailed. I'm actually like blackmailed. Oh, well, I'm only doing that if.
What? If what?
If what? Like, come on. Like,
I'm constantly working now to fill up my time, but it's starting to make me feel really down because I feel like I'm never taking care of myself and I've stopped doing what I love.
What you love.
What do I do? He's my other half and he truly is my best friend, but he never seems to prioritize or compromise on things that make me happy.
Yeah, so he's not seeing that, look, all it is...
It's
not a big ask. And it's like, if you're really going to have... It's actually our pet peeve. Like, you know, because I'm always willing to take a picture of someone. It's really not... Unless it's my sister and she's taking the piss, then I'll fucking throw her phone on the floor. But that's a different story.
But she's
story.
A different breed when
she's
it comes to pics.
She's a different breed of just hell. But that was a tangent. That's a we didn't need to story. Go down. But, you know, it's like, it's really not a big ask.
No,
and it's
not
something
a big
that
ask.
I love to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love to take pictures in my outfits that I've spent a lot of time on. We're on holiday.
I want
to
post on my Instagram.
It's sunset. Please can we prioritize getting the sunset shot?
Come on, let's
you
do this.
You need to be ready at 7:30. So do I, so I can get the shot.
Yeah.
It's
let's
not
go.
Let's go. It's not a big ask. Don't roll your eyes. Ask. Because then...
So...
Yeah, it's so... Okay, so what do you do about it? It's just giving like... It's just giving...
It's just
bad
it's just
attitude.
The wrong energy, okay? Me and Chintz, you've both experienced this in other relationships. Like, it's just like... It's not...
It's actually
it's just the wrong
topic.
Energy. It's the wrong energy.
But it's giving like, oh, I don't want you to look... I don't want to take sexy pictures.
Well,
like,
it's weird. How it always felt to me was, I'm embarrassed of you.
I'm embarrassed
to be doing this. I don't want to be seen taking pictures of you. Like, I'm embarrassed. And that would then make me feel embarrassed.
Right.
So then I would just then be like, oh, this is really awkward.
But I would have it at home. No one's fucking here.
Right.
So that's just a bad attitude and you just don't want to support.
No one's here.
You don't want to support me in what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a different level.
That's a different level of, whoa.
No one's here.
Well, yeah. So it's just like, I don't want
to
do it.
I just need
you
to be a tripod.
I don't want to do it because you want to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do anything nice for you. That's what it is.
That's the energy.
Yeah.
It's just the wrong energy.
You want your boyfriend to support you, big you up. Yes, let's get a pic here. Oh, this is a good shot. Yes, sexy. Yeah.
And also like...
Oh, like, of course, babe. It'll only take 15 minutes.
All I see on holidays is boys taking pictures of their sexy girlfriends. And it is... I love it. I'm like, she looks good, blah, blah. Like, it's not like we're so like, oh my God, no. What's people are going to think? What are they doing? Like, every single boyfriend is on the beach taking pics of their girlfriends and it's great, so just get involved, please.
I'm sorry, like, ugh, rolling the eye, fuck off.
Yeah, just like do regardless of what you think of it, regardless of if you think it's important or if you think it's this X, Y, and Z, this is something that I want to do and it's something that I like.
Yeah, exactly.
And I am asking you to just help
me.
I can't do this without you. I need your help.
Right.
Like, please,
because
just stand here.
This is something
here.
I love and, you know, take pride in. So please be
and
gracious.
And if you have a better attitude about it will be done quicker.
And it'll be easier.
And it'll be easier.
Because I'll be happier.
Yeah.
I'll feel more lifted up. I'll be in a good mood. When I'm in a better mood, I feel like I look better.
Yeah, I'm thriving.
Right? But if you're giving me bad energy, then I'm going to hate all the pics. Mm.
So let's think, what should she do? If she's been with this guy for 4.5 years, they live together.
You need to honestly.
And she's saying that everything else is great.
Right, so you need to honestly sit him down and go, there's just been one thing on my fucking mind. Mm. And like, I know you're going to probably roll your eyes and say it's not a big deal, but like,
hear me out.
I don't feel like myself right now. Taking pictures and getting outfit pics is something I love to do.
Yeah.
It's a hobby. It's fun for me. I love it. I love sharing my outfits. It makes me feel good. I love getting pictures.
Mm. You play on your PlayStation?
Like a lot of girlies do.
I do this on Instagram.
Exactly. So please, the next time I ask for your kindness and to take a picture of me, please just be a helping hand and help me out and not have a bad attitude about it, because it's honestly making me feel really icky about you when you're doing it. Mm. And like, I want a supportive boyfriend.
End of.
Yeah. And if he's really gonna fucking fight that and argue that,
come on.
Like, all you've got to say is, I'm so sorry. Of course, you know, I'm so silly.
Yeah.
Of course. I get pictures.
You know, I get a bit shy sometimes. Right. You know, I know that's silly. I know I shouldn't feel that way. Yeah. And I'm going to try and work on it.
And like, next time
we're... Do you want a picture this evening?
Right.
It's beautiful sunset outside.
Go. Why don't you put on those
new jeans that you bought? Yes. They'd look really nice.
And the next time we're in a dark restaurant, of course.
Flash.
Let's get the flash out.
Yeah.
100%. It'll look beautiful.
Sarah, I'm going to say it. I think this needs flash.
Yeah.
Do you want flash?
Yeah.
Come on then, babe. Let's go, flash.
Absolutely.
Do you want a torch?
Yeah.
Perfect. Torch. Lift the wine glass up. Yeah, lovely.
Also, introduce him to bursts.
Yeah, come on. It's so
quick. Can go much quicker.
If you don't know what a burst is, just Google
a burst.
Yeah.
And it's not about tapping. It's about swiping.
It'll change your life.
And you can get 500 pictures in two minutes.
All right, guys.
With a lot of movement.
We'll end it there. Get your boyfriends to take your Instagram pics. Come on, guys.
Don't have an attitude about it.
Alrighty, everybody. Well, that brings us to a close. Should we find a quote?
Like, God, it's like I've fucking asked you to fucking stab someone.
Right. It's like I've asked you to create.
Yeah, think of something. It's like I've asked you to prick. Yeah.
I was going to say, like, pull a diamond out your arse or something.
Oh, yeah, there you go. It's like you've asked me to shit in my hand and eat it. Or something like that. You're disgusting. Baby. Ooh, this is actually a really good quote.
Let's hear it.
In respectful relationships, you will have the same conversation over and over again. No, sorry, I said that completely wrong.
I was going to say, sorry. What?
In disrespectful relationships, you will have the same conversation over and over again. In respectful relationships, you will have it only once.
It's true. It's true. I would say that's true.
So like I'm saying, after this conversation with your boyfriend about the pics, it should be one conversation.
Next time you want a pic, it should be like good attitude, enthusiastic. Yeah. Let's get this done.
Like, I'm not asking you again because you're not respecting me in my time. That goes for everything.
Everything. That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a good one.
Lovely.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. You can always email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Follow us on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok
@thegirlsbathroom.
Love ya. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right, because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.